Welcome aboard this week's podcast of Dudes Dish Disney. Get ready for amazing attractions across America. Beer halls and bar rooms, banquets and beverages, a collection of characters and colleagues.
No cupcakes.
It's Dudes Dishing Disney. This episode of Dudes Dish Disney is sponsored by Magic Vacations. Magic Vacations. Discover the magic of travel. And now your hosts, the dudes of Dudes Dish Disney.
Hey everyone, what's up? Welcome to this week's episode of Dudes Dish Disney. And joining us on this week's episode is our producer, the resident tech dude, Jonathan.
What's going on, guys?
Also joining us today is our co-host, Ryan. He is the number one Disney dude.
What is up, dudes?
And I'm Congo Carl, former Jungle Cruise skipper, here to guide you through this week's episode of Dudes Dish Disney. Man, it's hot.
Steaming hot potato.
It's hot what I got.
And what you don't got, too.
It's so hot out.
How hot is it?
God.
Oh, Okay, we're going to keep it G-rated and not answer that.
Everyone thanks you for that, Carl.
Look, we thought, because we've all been there and done that, we'd give you a very focused episode on tips on how to enjoy your vacation at Walt Disney World despite the oppressive Florida heat. So this week's episode is Dudes Beat the Heat at the Walt Disney World Resort. And we are going to dive in to some tips and techniques that'll keep you a cool dude at the Walt Disney World. Because I know you're probably all wondering how you survive the heat at Disney. And if you're planning to visit to see Mickey during the summer months, it's good to be prepared not only for the heat, but that darn humidity. And we've got some great ideas and recommendations that'll help you weather the hot temperatures so you can have a magical time at the happiest place on earth. Should we start with the obvious? Because every time my family visits Disney World, we feel like we're suddenly inside a bubble where only good memories are made and everything's wonderful. And we look at our prep and we say, yeah, Florida's got an average of 83 degrees Fahrenheit and a low of 62 degrees year round. But the reality is that's nonsense when it comes to summer. And summer's when the heat really hits Central Florida. There is no ocean breeze in Orlando, right?
Definitely no ocean breeze.
There is no ocean breeze. You
no
know,
ocean breeze. There's no Gulf breeze. There's no swamp breeze.
Right.
Unless you're walking behind Pumbaa.
Yeah. And so typically in the summer months, it's in the 90s, but with that humidity, it can feel in the hundreds. And I've lived there, worked there, been there in the hundreds, and it is quite the shock. So we're going to get you the tips on how to beat the heat and start off with some of the things that you should do with packing, right? So what are some things you could pack, bring along, prepare for to help you be in good shape for that horrific heat in Central Florida?
So some of the stuff that I do usually in that case is first, pack lighter material clothing, pack lighter colored clothing as well. Pack stuff that's moisture wicking or that's not going to absorb that moisture as well. Some of the stuff that I usually tend to pack is I tend to pack a lot of like Under Armour or Nike, depends on the brand, see like Cool Gear or a term like that. That makes a world of a difference. With that material stuff, it really does. It keeps you a couple degrees cooler, does help with the sweat a little bit. It's not all building up on your clothing, like a cotton t-shirt or some, like another material like that. It really does help.
Cotton's a killer, and Under Armour is king, right? The king of all under clothes is Under Armour, and that really does make a difference. And we won't get into the bare facts of when to wear Under Armour, but having that moisture wicking material is amazing. And it's kind of the opposite, right? You know, your mom used to say, if you didn't know what the weather was, dress in layers. You don't want to dress in layers at Walt Disney World. And I would suggest that very light wear, that very casual wear, a true 100% silk Hawaiian shirt is very light and breezy and comfortable around the parks.
Oh, God. Carl, not everybody wants to wear that stupid Hawaiian shirt.
So I actually kind of disagree with a couple of things that you guys said. And let me explain why. I do typically wear layers. But I wear a breathable, cool shirt, right? Like an undershirt, and it's very, very breathable. And that allows me to be able to wear another soft t-shirt above it and not sweat and show my sweat stains. So I'm able to stay cool and do that. And I know that's whatever, but like, I'm a big dude. I sweat a lot. If I don't wear that, I'm a sweaty mess and everybody can see it. And I get a little embarrassed by that, right? Like nobody wants to be around that. So, that's a tip that I have for people, is it's okay to get something like that, that's breathable, in order to do that. But yeah, you don't want to get like a thick cotton undershirt and then put on another shirt over it. The other thing that I'll say too, in terms of packing for clothing, is I'll actually do like the super long, super fit, extra long boxer briefs, right? That are like a tight fit, because that also is reducing the potential of sweatiness going into some uncomfortable areas that can create a rash, right? So that's another thing that I'll do. Pair of Thieves makes some fantastic breathable ones. For those that are looking, and now everybody knows what I'm wearing under my shorts, but whatever, I don't care. So
Ryan, before you go further, here is a little saying that you really ought to know.
Oh boy.
Horses sweat, men perspire, but women only glow.
Whatever you say, Carl, but really what I'm getting at is, like, you know, be prepared, no matter who you are, be prepared for the fact that, like, you're going to sweat, right? Like, it's especially if you go in like late spring through like early fall, it's going to be 90 plus degrees with humidity, right? You're going to sweat. I don't care who you are. If you're not sweating, I'm actually kind of worried about you.
Okay. No, it's great advice. I mean, look, we're all saying the same thing, only different. You got to know your body type in order to do that, right? So if for those of us who don't have overactive glands like Ryan, a single layer would work. But if you need that extra protection, go ahead. I find that cotton's a killer in the Florida sun and heat and humidity, because it kind of, to me, that kind of attracts the whole thing. I'm only going to wear anything cotton, like, you know, November through March, maybe early, not even like mid-March, because that kind of attracts the street. And so the other kinds of materials that Jonathan was referring to, and some of the stuff you're referring to, is going to make a world of difference.
There's a really good, for people that don't want to wear nasty Hawaiian shirts, right? But there's a really good, like, tri-blend extra soft t-shirt that you can buy. I usually buy my Disney shirts through, you know, some of these companies that do like goofy printed logos and stuff, and most of them offer that because they know you're going to wear it down. But it's significantly cooler, significantly lighter than cotton, and more comfortable as well. So yeah, I agree, cotton is not good when you're walking around in a Disney park.
Also, the same sort of applies to footwear and socks, right? You know, do you want a sock that's going to attract the moisture or retract it if you're having that, you know, if you're going around. It's amazing what technology has done to clothing, because in the 1970s, everybody had their, you know, Converse sneakers and knee socks, cotton, and, you know, cotton shorts. And, oh, yeah, this is fine in Florida, but it's miserable, right? So use the technology in clothing to help make you comfortable. So you've packed the right clothing. What else might you want to pack and bring to beat the heat, Jonathan?
So one that I'm surprised hasn't got mentioned yet, but one obvious thing is make sure you bring the proper type of sunscreen for yourself and a hat. If you don't, you're going to be in a real world of hurt really quickly. Those UV rays in Florida, they're brutal. I'm a very ghosty white person because I don't get much sunshine. So I need at least a minimum of an SPF 50 to have any chance of any survival. And usually I'm still burning. I've got very fair Irish skin. So the odds are not stacked in my favor. So it's constant reapplying of that sunscreen.
But Jonathan, I don't know if you are the fairest of them all with your skin, because Ryan's got the same Irish skin.
Yeah, the difference is John doesn't really tan like I do. You know, I'll burn and then I'll tan from it. John will burn and then he'll go back to being whitey white again, right? So we've both noticed that, right? I actually, I wish everybody could see this right now, but I was in Florida 3 months before recording this, 2 months before recording this, and I still have a tan line on my watch from that. And trust me, I have not been in warm weather like that since I was in Florida. So, you know, I will tan. So again, goes back to knowing your body type, right? Like I can actually get away with spraying myself very lightly with suntan lotion. So I only bring like a travel bottle with, which is a really small bottle, because I can spray once and I'll start to tan instead of burn. And then once I tan, I don't even need it anymore. But yeah, it depends on who you are and the skin type you have.
Yeah, it sucks for me because I used to be able to tan. Just I can't tan anymore. It's burned.
You need to get you a UV light in your office so that you have sun exposure and vitamin D throughout the day, because you just sit behind monitors all day long. I don't think those are giving you the vitamin D that you need, my friend.
No, they are not. The funny thing is you say that. My wife has mentioned that before. My mother has actually scolded me a few times about not getting out of this office enough during the day, especially now we're getting in the warmer months, to get outside for a few minutes here and there to get some actual fresh air and exposure.
Well, that's because they walked in and they didn't even see you. You were almost transparent.
Well, you know, I mean, I used to be called ghosty. So, I mean, that says it all.
All right, Casper's with us. No wonder why he doesn't like the Haunted Mansion or the Tower of Terror. Might never be able to leave.
Yeah, he doesn't want to offend his relatives. Okay. What else would you pack, Ryan, if preparing for the hot weather in Florida?
We talked about this briefly on a recent episode, but going back to uncomfortable areas, things that can help with any sweat problems you may still encounter, like Gold Bond. That's something that I think people should consider packing, or at very least having dropped off with their delivery of food or whatever else they get from the local stores. I think that's another important one.
Yeah, that's good. You know, one thing I didn't understand until recently, and there was a trend there where they were all the rage, and then it changed again. But some people were packing these variations of these misting spray fans, right, to kind of keep cool, these handheld things. I never really got it, okay? But recently, as technology has improved, I think I'm thinking back, you know, 5-10 years ago. Recently, technology is an amazing thing. The ComLife Portable Mini Waist Fan, which is a 6,000 amp battery powered hands-free wearable fan that works in three speeds of 5,100 RPMs per second. That's a badass fan. gets a strong airflow around anywhere. You know, it's designed to go around your waist and keep your mid-core cool versus that goofy handheld fan. But if one of those things work for you to keep you cool, that's certainly something for you to consider.
Yeah, you know, things like that are super popular around Disney, and you don't get a lot of side looks because it is hot enough that people are like, okay, even the people that wear the goofy fans around their neck that blow like fans directly into your face. I mean, my problem is I'd be sitting with one of those fans going, the whole day, right? But other than that, I mean, you know, you got that, and then you got the cooling towels too, which are super popular down there now too.
Cooling towels, they have the decorative capability. You can match them up with your Disney wear and everything. And I'll tell you, I've used theirs for golf sometimes, and they really do work. It's been my experience. I know other people have had mixed offense. The challenge with the cooling towels is, you know, where to reload them. And if you go to a fountain, it's not always cold water. If you go to a restroom, the water is not always cold enough. Then you're doing some concoction with ice and everything, but you know, it's certainly something to consider. And if you are packing something, you can pack ice to keep it cool and to translate it to that. But yeah, any kind of, you know, whatever works. But I think the main thing we all need to understand about the Florida heat is to stay hydrated.
Which, other than Carl, doesn't mean you need to drink alcohol. The beauty of Disney is they have water everywhere and you can get it for free. You can get free tap water. You don't have to pay the crazy prices for a bottle of water every time. You can literally go up to a counter service and ask them for a glass of water and they will give you a glass of ice water for free. So you literally do not need to buy bottles and bottles and bottles and bottles of water, folks.
Bring a Yeti, right? We talked about this too. Bring a Yeti. The Yeti will keep everything cold for you. You can refill it with soda. You can refill it with Powerade. You can refill it with water. You can get ice and refill it. We do that in my family. We bring a big one filled with water and we just share it around, you know, with the kids and my wife and I. And every time we run out, we just buy a couple of bottles of water or we'll stop. There's a lot of refill stations around Disney too, like the water bottle refill stations. We'll stop at those and refill it there also. So, that's a big win is a good Yeti, a good thermal cup like that. I prefer Yeti, but there's other good ones out there.
Very popular technique. And I agree, lots of free water. And it's always good to, alternate your water before your beverage of choice. Because if you hydrate, you feel great. Now, I'm going to do an obvious one. When it's really hot and it's really, you know, and you go look back to the Magic Kingdom that was built with this in mind, the Florida heat. There's a lot of indoor attractions with wonderful air conditioning. And, you know, even some of those that you would normally skip, AKA Hall of Presidents, Country Bears, you know, PhilharMagic, Carousel of Progress. Go take them for the fact that you're going to be 20 minutes in the air conditioning. Am I right?
Yeah. The other thing too, sit down dining. Go sit inside for an hour, hour and a half and have a meal and enjoy some characters or whatever, you know. Do that rather than standing in line for 30 minutes to meet Winnie the Pooh. You can go in Crystal Palace and you can meet four characters at once, get out of the heat for a while and have a decent meal. Worth the money, especially if you're like June or July or August. Absolutely worth the money.
Cool. Pooh, dude.
Did you just say Pooh?
You did.
Did you make a potty joke?
No, I was talking about Winnie.
Sure.
he definitely did, and doesn't want to admit to it.
Yeah.
Talking about Winnie.
It was a poopy joke.
The other way to stay cool as far as attractions is there's some water attractions at Walt Disney World at some of the parks. Go in, Collie River Rapids, and chill. Go in Tiana's Bayou and chill, get a little wet, go into the fountains at Journey into Imagination. And don't go in the fountains.
Yeah, no.
Wait, we're doing a different episode on how to get kicked
out.
All right,
let's do that. But you know, you can, you know, the mist from the fountains will kind of, maybe if you stand next to the railing, cool you off, right? So there's other ways to kind of get cool and refreshed.
There's you know, in the circus area at Magic Kingdom, there's a splash pad back there, more or less, for kids, that's totally acceptable to run through. And you can do it as an adult too, if you want, go run through there too. You don't have to be a kid, but yeah, that's another good one.
And you will not get kicked off the Jungle Cruise if you lean out towards the backside of water either. So there's lots of ways to take advantage of the water to cool off at Walt Disney World that are still within the realm of enjoying the parks. But another way, if you're staying in the parks, the most obvious one that we talk about all the time is the heat increases towards the middle of the day, right? And that's when it's the worst. Take a break in the middle of the day, the park, go back to your hotel, go back to the AC, go back to your hotel pool, and just relax and chill out in that refreshing water.
Yeah. This Florida heat, folks, it's brutal, especially in the summer. Just take that break. You'll feel so much better. You really will. It does make a world of a difference. And again, you're not going to miss that much. Taking a couple hours, just go back, relax. You're going to feel re-energized. You're going to, again, cool down, relax, enjoy your vacation. And again, go stroll back through your park in the evening. You're not going to miss anything. I promise you're not.
Now, I have a question for you guys, and this is debatable. There's been scientific proof on both sides, but would you cool off by eating a Dole Whip or an ice cream, or is that just a temporary relaxing cool to have that ice cold treat?
Honestly, it does have a little effect. It doesn't have a ton. Like, I mean, scientifically, if you're really overheating, it does help. But honestly, the average person, it's helping in the moment psychologically, but it's not doing as much as you think. It has the same effect as hydrating with water or a beverage. On the opposite end, if you are overheating and going through heat exhaustion, or that case, it is going to help you. But again, the average person, they're not dealing with that.
I didn't know you were such a scientist, John.
Remember, my wife is a healthcare worker.
This is true.
The things I hear.
She's the scientist. Got it. Okay, perfect.
Combine science with tech and Disney, and here you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Heard it here first.
I'm really not the person to give advice on what you should and should not eat or drink when it's hot outside, because I'm most likely going to be having a beer, and I know that's probably not the wise idea, right? But I do agree that, you know, you definitely have to pay attention and that kind of stuff. Ice cream, I think, is okay, even if it's temporary, right? Just that temporary relief, especially for a kid, right? If you get the kid to kind of, sometimes kids just get worked up and cranked up because they're hot. And if you can cool them down for just a few minutes, even, you can kind of change their attitudes for longer than that, right? So that's a perk that you might be able to take advantage of there. But,
you know, and look, if the heat does get the best of you and you feel that you may be overexerted or suffering from some sort of a heat ailment, there are first aid facilities at all the parks that will go in and know exactly what to treat you with. If it's just as simple as giving you a Tylenol for a throbbing headache that's induced by heat, to something more serious, there are folks that will help you out in that situation, right? And there are many stores in the parks that sell over-the-counter medicine. They just don't have it on display. You have to ask for it. So whether it's chapstick or Blistix or something to prevent a heat-induced pain that you may have in your body, or medicine to take to alleviate that. They'll help you out either at the first aid stations or many of the shops. So if you do get in that situation, never fear, someone's going to look out for you and take care of you. What else have we missed as far as advice is to beat the heat?
We've covered a lot of it. Rest. Get rest. You know, don't screw around at night. When you do go back, get rest, because if you're tired on top of the heat, it's going to drain you that much faster and put you in that situation where you may have to go and visit the emergency areas. So try to avoid that by getting rest.
I think that's great advice. And with that, dudes, I think we just say, beat the heat, stay cool, and later, dudes.
Later, cool cats.
Later.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Dudes Dish Disney. Please check us out on social media, on Facebook at Dudes Dish Disney, on Instagram at Dudes Dish Disney, on Twitter at Disney_Dish. Please visit our sponsor, Magic Vacations, at magicvacations.net. More than just a travel agency, Magic Vacations has over 60 Magic Vacation planners committed to bringing you white glove concierge service. Using a Magic Vacation planner allows you to spend more time making memories and less time worrying about the details. For all of your Disney, Universal, cruise, and global travel, go to magicvacations.net. Magic Vacations. Discover the magic of travel.